I could see. Both needing something from each other, not knowing yet what that might be. Till she came to me one evening, hot cup of coffee and a smile, in a dress that I was certain she hadn't worn in quite a while. There was a difference in her laughter, there was a softness in her eyes, and on the air there was a hunger even a boy could recognize. She had a need to feel the thunder, to chase the lightning from the sky, to watch the storm with all its wonder raging in her lover's eyes. She had to ride the heat of passion like a comet burning bright, rushing along in the wind out where only dreams had been, burning both ends of the night. That summer wind was all around me, nothing between us but the night. When I told her that I'd never, she softly whispered, "That's all right." And then I watched her hands of leather turn to velvet in a touch. There's never been another summer when I have ever learned so much. We had a need to feel the thunder, chase the lightning from the sky, to watch a storm with all its wonder raging in each other's eyes. We had to ride the heat of passion like a comet burning bright, rushing headlong in the wind out where only dreams have been, burning both ends of the night. Sweat, the moonlight, and the lace. And I have rarely held another when I haven't seen her face. And every time I pass a wheat field, watch it dancing with the wind. Although I know it isn't real, I just can't help but feel her hungry arms again. Had a need to feel the thunder, to chase the lightning from the sky, to watch a storm with all its wonder raging in her lover's eye. She had to ride the heat of passion like a comet burning bright, rushing headlong in the wind out where only dreams had been, burning both ends of the night, rushing headlong in the wind out where only dreams had been, burning both ends of the night. Central Wisconsin's country legends, 24/7.
Why do you keep on staring in that mirror, mirror? It ain't fair at all. Dress sizes can't define. Don't let the world decide what's beautiful. No. If you trust your rebel heart, riding into battle, don't.
Jack and Diane painted a picture of my life and my dreams. Suddenly this crazy world made more sense to me. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but sing along, 'cause every time I hear that song, and I go back to a two-tone short bed Chevy, driving my first love out to the levee, living life with no sense of time. And I go back to the feel of a 50-yard line, a blanket, a girl, some raspberry wine, wishing time would stop right in its tracks. And every time I hear that song, I go back. Baby, at frat parties, college bars, just trying to impress the ladies. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but sing along, 'cause every time I hear that song, and I go back to the smell of an old gym floor and the taste of salt on a Carolina shore after graduation and drinking goodbye to friends. I go back to watch a summer fade to fall, growing up too fast, and I do recall wishing time would stop right in its tracks. Every time I hear that song, I go back, I go back. We all have a song that some stamped our lives, takes us to another place and time. So I go back to the pew, preacher and a choir, singing about God and brimstone and fire, and the smell of Sunday chicken after church. And I go back to the loss of a real good friend and the 16 summers I shared with him. Now only the good die young stops me in my tracks. Every time I hear that song, I go back, I go back to the feel of a 50-yard line, a blanket, a girl, some raspberry wine. I go back. Summer fade to fall, growing up too fast, and I do recall. I go back to the loss of a real good friend and the 16 summers I shared with him.
Until the bottle and the job is done. Hey, I think I might've Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, slide one over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a bus, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, sliding over my way, I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name.
Smart speaker to play WIRI.
You swear you've had enough, you're ready to give up on that little lie they call love. Then out of the blue clear sky, falling right into your hands, like rain on the desert sand. It's the last thing you had planned. Then out of the blue clear sky, here she comes a-walking, talking true love.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Econ Electric, Home Furniture Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Love Inc., Morrison Tree Service, Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, 8th Street Auto, and Paper City Savings. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
Once again, it's the start of quarter number three here. They were all ready. They decided to get our started a little bit earlier than normal. The extra 3 minutes, they did not run out. So Rapids will be going from south to north. And as we said in quarter number two, that to start quarter number three, they will be receiving the football. And it'll be teed up by Mr. Aaron Solberg, 6'1", 175 junior. I'll tell you what. For a junior, he's got himself a nice strong leg, and he almost made a 43-yard field goal there in the first half.
Yeah, plenty of leg on it, just a little wide.
Yeah. And the wind has kind of diminished here in the last 10 minutes or so. I don't know, it'll be much of a factor here on his kick as he was kicking from left to right, north to south, heading towards 105.5 on your FM dial. And he is set to go. The whistle blows. Mr. Solberg puts foot to ball.
Boom.
And we are underway in quarter number three.
Got a little short this time.
Yep, at about the 2 yard line. Bring it straight up the field, 10, 15, 20, up to about the 23-2 yard line. I'm sure they'll mark it at the 22. And from there, Rapids will take over first and 10.
Some halftime stats for Wisconsin Rapids. Colin Lehman, he's leading things, 17 carries, 110 yards, and a 3 yard touchdown score. Rangel, is one carry, 3 yards. Landon Pelop, 2 carries for 12. Jonah Rasmussen, he's sitting there for 3 for 32. Sawyer Brooks, 1 for 6. And Matthew Vollert, 1 for 5, and that's a 5-yard touchdown for Vollert. 142-yard pass to Kyler Tritz. 210 total yards in that first half for Wisconsin Rapids. 8 first downs, no penalties, no turnovers.
Pilot goes in motion. He gets the pitch. He goes around the right side, and he doesn't go very far. He is still going. We're looking, again, at the far side of the field. Everybody kind of stopped for a moment, but then all of a sudden he came out of the pile and got himself all the way up to the 28-yard line for a gain of 6 on the carry. Second down and 4. Boy, I thought he was going to be stopped for no gain at all.
Yeah, that's the way it was looking.
But typical, they run it away from us, and they go all the way to the other side of the field.
Yep, they're always running away from us, huh? Well, I think it's mostly side look, I think. But.
Second down and 4. Now they put a man in motion this way.
Richardson Fumble.
Pitches it back. Ball's on the ground, and I think Eau Claire got it.
Yeah, I think they did.
Went in and out of the hands of Leo Rangel that time, and it was recovered by the Huskies. And you know what? This is exactly what happened in the first quarter, right? They got the ball, they being the Huskies.
Yep.
They ran about 3-4 plays, and they fumbled it. And now turnabout fair play in a great field position at the Rapids 24-yard line.
Well, that would be technically a loss of
4, huh?
Yeah, I think so. Well, not exactly what they want to do, but maybe the defense can make a nice stop. Like they forced a couple in that first half. Maybe even get a turnover. Turnabout fair play.
McCracken joins the huddle late. Now comes to the line of scrimmage. He has Levante Bean, the running back behind him. And he's going to go back to pass. Pump fake. Little give and go. Got a man at the 5, and it's going to be caught. And he dropped it. He had it. He caught it. He dropped it. He was behind the defender. He was in the end zone, but he couldn't hang on, Mr. Shipman. And it'll be second down and 10 as the Raiders are able to catch a break there.
Levante Bean, he led Eau Claire with 10 carries, 68 yards. McCracken, he was 3 for negative 25. Shipman, 5 for 24. And Solberg, 1 for 7. 19 carries, 74 yards. And they had 89 yards passing as they were 6 of 9.
Man comes in motion to the bottom of the screen. They'll give it to Bean. He turns to the left side, the 20, inside the 15 to the 14-yard line. It's going to be enough. Well, they mark it at the 15. It's going to be right on the stick, so let's wait and see what they say.
They're going to give it to him.
They do. It'll be a 10-yard carry and a first down. Haven't moved the stick yet. Still waiting.
How do they not?
Well, the football's across the line, and the ball, it's pretty close. I don't know.
I don't know much, Randy, but that's a first down.
They're saying third down, so it was only 9 yards. So third and 1. McCracken. Back at the 20-yard line. They give it to Bean. He's got the first down and more. The 10, the 5, the 4. Before he's finally brought down. So it'll be first and goal.
At least 11. Yep, it's 11.
Number 22, Levante Bean on the carry.
So first and goal from the 4. As the Huskies attempt to tie things up here. As we have played buck 50 in quarter number 3. Rapids still leading it for the time being, 21-14. Shipman, I believe, at the QB now. Run it straight up the middle. Gets close to the end zone. The Huskies think they got a touchdown, and they do. Mr. Bean gets the TD. And the Huskies pull within 1 point at the 9:53 mark of quarter number 3.
You know, that's a heck of a career. I mean, he was an actor on his own TV show, and now he's playing football for Eau Claire North, Mr. Bean, that is.
They do that funky setup once again where they've got 5 guys to the left and 1 to the right, and then they come back and set up like normal. And the
you know that just bugs the heck out of me. Just line up and kick it.
Shipman standing at the 10-yard line now gets down on one knee. Ball is down. The kick is on the way, and that strong leg of Solberg is good. And with 9:53 to go in quarter number 3, we're tied at 21s. Let's take a break. You're listening to Raider Football on FM 105.5 WIRI.
Paper City Savings' mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years' experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
Time for college. Is your student eyeing up your current furniture look? Visit Home Furniture and Design and get yourself a new living room set. You've succeeded in sending them off to college. Reward yourself. Home Furniture and Design in Wisconsin Rapids and Plover.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Time the kickoff goes high and short to the near side, and it's grabbed by Solberg as he gets it at the 15, 20, 25 to the 27-yard line. So that's where Rapids will take over first and 10 on their second possession of the second half. 9:48 to go. That last drive covered just four plays and 24 yards after the fumble recovery by the Huskies. And Levante Bean took it in from 4 yards out. And with the Solberg PAT, we are tied at 21s. And now I think we got a penalty possibly. They're saying holding on Rapids. So never saw a flag.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Didn't see much of a discussion. And that took about 20 seconds before they decided to say holding on Rapids. So I'm assuming they'll push him back because why wouldn't they?
That would be Rapids' first penalty technically.
So instead of starting at the 27, they will start at the 17. First and 10. Now Rapids will come out of the huddle.
Yeah, that bumper music there, Randy, that kind of actually reminded me of a Alice Cooper song off of his Welcome or Return to My Nightmare album. That was a good one.
Here's the fake handoff, and Rasmussen keeps it, and he is going to get dumped back at the 12, maybe the 13-yard line. I think they're going to say the 12. It's going to be a loss of 5 yards on that carry, and it'll be second down and 15 for Rapids from the 12. So the clock rolls, 21-21, 9:21 to go here in quarter number three. And one split out onto the top of the screen here for the Raiders. Rasmussen, excuse me, now it's Richardson who will give it on the dive and get it to the 15-yard line for Lehman, I believe. A little fire in the belly now of the Huskies. As they get three on that gain, bring up a third down and 12 from the 15.
I kind of wonder how that went as far as a halftime speech. And there's one thing you don't want to see. It looks like Valder coming back out there, pads and jersey off. Looks like he's got a little bit of a neck stabilizer on there. So hopefully young man's going to be okay.
And the keeper, and down going back at about the 6-yard line goes Rasmussen for a loss of 9 yards. It'll be fourth and 21. It'll make it the 7-yard line, not the 6, so loss of 8. And it'll be fourth and 20 for Rapids. So the first two offensive series for the Raiders not going the way that they drew it up at halftime, that's for sure.
Yeah, you got to get some traction here, boys, because things may not be. Hopefully, things don't start snowballing like they have a lot of the season for them.
Ty Schauf stands back at his own 50-yard line to receive this punt. It's
good
a
kick.
High punt by Gilbertson that comes down at the 43-yard line of Rapids, up the middle. Now dancing to the right-hand side and grabbed by Gilbertson and driven all the way back from about the 28 to the 38. Of course, the forward progress
yes.
will be the 39-yard line. So second drive of the second half for Eau Claire. And it is again in Rapids territory. Last one was at the 24-yard line. This one is at the 29-yard line. So two short fields to start the second half for the Huskies.
Got a little bit of an update here. It was halftime in the Dells. Nakusa up 16-6. And then in the Tri-County, 30-14, Port at the half.
Or like we'd like to call them, Tri-City.
Yes. Well, speak for yourself on that, Randy.
Your option. Let's see if they run the option here and do the Huskies as they're in the pistol formation. McCracken, the quarterback, on this first play of the drive. He pitches it left to Bean, and boy, Tritz was waiting with open arms at the 36-yard line for a loss of 7 yards on the carry. It'll be second and 17.
Well, Bean was really refried on that one. That was, he was going nowhere fast.
You don't think Mr. Tritz had that one eyed up for a loss? Came up, like I said, with open arms. He just greeted him and put him to the ground in a hurry. So Levante on the half, how many did he have on the ground?
He had 10 carries for 68, and he's now sitting at 14 carries for 85.
Second down for the Huskies, now back at the 36-yard line of Rapids. Goes man in motion. They will fake it to that motion man, and quarterback that Shipman this time, he'll keep it and get it to the 30-yard line straight ahead for a gain of 6. So you got 6 of the 7 back. It'll be 3rd and 11 from the Rapids 30-yard line.
They moved back on here, Andy. Sorry to bring the news to you.
It's all right. So gain of only 5. Make it 3rd and 12.
I wish they make up their mind from time to time.
Well, we always look where they land, and they usually a lot of times put them back. I think they say the knee is down.
Yeah, they bounced or something like that.
McCracken will take a crack at the quarterback here. Left two receivers, a third one from the right side going in motion to the
whistle.
Left. The timeout could be taken by North. Hey, you know what that does? That gives us a chance to talk about these 19 seniors.
Seniors?
Lawson Hefner for Rapids, Caden Sager, Riley Adams, Landon Pilot, first four alphabetically by number. Justin Timmons. Next in line is Leo Rangel. Jonah Rasmussen. Tyson Stempa. Sam Matthews. Carter Oaks. Wyatt Rose. And we go to column number 2, where we pick up number 47, as he just picked up Mr. Bean. That's Skyler Tritz, the senior linebacker for Rapids. Nash Sullivan, also a senior. Garrett Clendenning, Tanner Gormanson, Eli Heckman, Alex Lowry, Trenton Lowry, and Colton McMillan, the tight end, number 82. There are 19 seniors here on Senior Night from Wood Trust Bank Field, Southwood County Stadium. Glad you're along here for this great contest. Halfway through quarter three, 21-21, and it's third down and about 12 yards to go for the Huskies. Motion man comes to the bottom of the screen, crack and roll into his
get
left.
Get to him, get to him, get
He's
to
under
him.
Some pressure, he has to throw it away. He just threw it towards Shipman, and I think on the pressure that time for Rapids was Sam Matthews.
Yes, that's exactly who it was. He did a great job just pushing him back, push, and now you got a fourth and 12. Coming up 31-yard line, could we see a kick again? I mean, this is towards the end of the field where he did miss.
I don't know. Maybe about a 50-yarder almost.
He's got the leg. I think he does have the leg.
I think that last kickoff coming up short, maybe he's tired.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Maybe he's getting a little heavy.
Well, either way, come on, Rapids. Get a stop here, boys.
Back to throw is McCracken. He dances to his right. Now throws, got a man downfield, going to be caught, I believe, at the 18-yard line.
But there's a flag on the play. They threw it in the area of holding, right about the 37-yard line there, Andy.
Yes, I see.
Near side.
Players moved out of the way there. So
part the C's, Randy.
Would have been a first down. It would have been about 12, 13 yards on that reception, but I think it's going to come back on the hold. It is.
And that is actually Eau Claire's first penalty of the game. So it comes at a rather inopportune time because they would have picked up the first down.
Mm-hmm. So instead of 4th and 12, that should make it 4th and 22. That should take it from the line of scrimmage.
What did we see last night, about a 4th and 42?
45.
That's, yeah. See, man, we're bringing out all the stops in the last week, aren't we?
I can't wait for playoff football to start.
Well, that's gonna be crazy stuff. And of course, we'll know what we're doing next week after about 10 in the morning tomorrow.
Looking forward to it, right?
Oh yeah, I'll shoot an email or a text to you and Seth and include Pam on that and James and let everybody know, hey, this is the situation, and if there's someone home, I mean, hopefully we'll get a chance to go there.
They're gonna punt high. Ooh. Snap, but he's able to retreat, does Solberg, and get it away. It hits at the 20, takes a north bounce inside the 15, inside the 10, all the way down to the 8-yard line on the punt.
I think he's going 7 or 6.
Oh, I think you're right. I think he is going to start it at the 7. So Rapids deep in their own territory. Their first two drives started at their own 22 and 27. Now we're talking the 7.
But we're still in a tie game, and we're over halfway through the third quarter. String together a drive like you did in the first half. Just move the ball. Keep North on their heels. I think you stand a chance here. Make it exciting last 12 minutes.
Maybe take the drive right into that fourth quarter.
Oh, that would be even better.
Run off a couple extra 5-6 minutes there as well. And then have that two-score advantage.
I'll take it.
Let's see what they can do. As they come up, first and 10 with the ball on the 7-yard line. On the far hash mark, of course. Straight up the middle. Almost broke it.
Still going.
Pushing. Across the 10-15 near the 16-yard line. Mr. Lehman gets a 2nd and 1 from the 16-yard line for Rapids.
19 carries, 123 yards, and one score. That was 3 yards in the first half for Lehman.
Also happy to have RapidsTV.org along with us here tonight.
Always an awesome job. I've watched a few of those broadcasts. They do an excellent job.
Mr. Hugland and his group, always fun to talk with and joy to work with as well.
Yes.
2nd and 1. There goes Pilot in motion.
Fumble.
Ball's loose on the far side of the field. I think Rapids must have got it back.
I think so.
I don't know if they lost yardage. He's standing at the 15 as the near
side. I think he lost at least 2.
I think they're going to say 15. Loss of 1. Make it 3rd down and 2 now. They need to get to the 17-yard line.
I think that was Richardson on it.
You know, they ran to the far side of the field, and there's a whole bunch of Huskies between us and that football.
Almost like a dog park.
Here's the handoff. And I think, boy, that's
close. Oh, that's close.
It looked like he had it easily, and then all of a sudden he got spun around.
Far side says yes. Yep, in the near side motion. So motion carries, a 3-yard carry, and a 1st down.
That was a big play for Rapids that time. It looked like it was going to be easy 1st down, and all of a sudden he just got stopped in the hole and spun backwards. I think it was Mr. Lehman on the carry that time.
First down of the second half for Rapids, and we are also late in the third quarter down to Dells, 16-12 now in Nakusa. So the Chiefs sneak it out up on them. Hopefully Nakusa can kind of slam the door here in that fourth quarter.
Probably senior night down there as well.
Oh, I would assume so.
The Dells. 1st and 10 for Rapids here, keeping the drive alive on that big 3-yard carry.
Fumble.
Dropping the ball is Richardson. He's got some pressure. Look out. Going to let it fly downfield and overshoot.
Flag. There's got to be.
Yeah, too much contact that time as Brody Gilbertson was the man streaking downfield and got hit at about the 45-yard line. So that'll move it up 15 yards from the 18 to the 33-yard line on the 15-yard penalty. And it'll be 1st and 10 again for the Raiders.
Whether it's passing, running, or North mistakes, keep moving the ball down the stinking field and run down the clock and score. Get it into the fourth quarter there and put a lot of pressure on the Huskies.
So the official walks all the way back to the line of scrimmage and will step off the 15 yards. That's a lot of yards to step off. Hope he doesn't lose count. He only went 10. Not 15, huh?
It should be.
I thought it was 15 last night. Maybe Division I has different rules.
No, they don't. That what?
10 yards on that.
Okay, I mean that's not right, but
I don't think so either. But that's where they're starting from, the 29-yard line about. They gave about 11. And there's a run up to the 31-yard line for a pickup of a couple on the carry. It'll be 2nd down and 8. Sawyer Brooks. How many carries has Sawyer got tonight?
Sawyer Brooks.
Is that his second?
That is his second for 2 yards. He's got 2 carries for 8 yards on the game.
Richardson comes back onto the field. Owen, 6 foot, 185 pound sophomore, so probably the QB of the future.
Mm-hmm.
Hand off, dive off the left guard, and not much doing, maybe a yard. It'll be 3rd and 7 from the 32 now. They've been able to pick up a couple of first downs when they were faced with 3rd and 2. And longer 2nd and 8. Let's see what they can do here now.
This is where people do get frustrated with Rapids, and I mean, I'm not the one judging on this because I do understand the complaint. It's if you don't get on a primarily running offense like Rapids does, you don't get much on those first ones. You're almost throwing yourself into a passing situation, no pun intended. And when you don't pass much, how well are you going to do it? So
there's the fake dive, and they'll pitch it out to the near side and getting to about the 36-yard line. He'll be about 3 yards shy of the first down as he going to be a carry of 4 to the 36-yard line. Well, the headline's been standing on the 36, but the umpire marks it at the 37. See, that's part of our problem. We look at the headlinesman, and then the umpire puts it in a different spot.
So gain of 5, actually, on it.
That's right.
Fourth and 2. I mean, this, you kind of got to go for it. I mean, it is early. You're under 2 minutes left in the third quarter.
But you are tied. Looks like right now, unless they try to draw them offside, too.
You never know.
See what they try.
I think that's what's happening. Yep, exactly.
As Rasmussen tucked it under center, and then he stood up and called timeout. Not guaranteed they're going to punt it yet, but at least they're going to talk about it as they come over to the sideline. Seth, can you do that 30-second thing for us again? We'd appreciate it. You're listening to Raiders Football, WIRI.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Seth Habiger back at our studios engineering our broadcast. We ask and he delivers. Gonna have to get a bonus coming in his way, I think. Thanks, Seth. Appreciate it.
Awesome job.
So Rapids with a fourth down and a couple to go. They send the regular team out there. They got Rasmussen under center. And he will take and pitch it to the right-hand side, Lehman.
Gotta go.
He's got to turn the edge. Is he going to get it?
I think he did.
It's on the far side of the field.
Third effort.
Boy, I'll tell you, he bellied back, and I was concerned. It is going to be awful close there. It's right by the stick.
Depends on the spot.
Haven't seen a signal yet.
Yes!
First down. He gets it up to the
gain of 3.
39-yard line. It got just a 2 and an inch, right?
Yeah, that's accurate.
So they mark it at the 39-yard line. Ball is just shy of the 37, so 1st and 10. Keep this drive going. And he was knocked out of bounds at the minute 33 mark, so the clock is stopped. And a couple of plays, and we will keep this drive alive, hopefully, into quarter number 4, like we talked about when it started.
Yep. Going to the fourth quarter, Nakusa up 16-12.
Rasmussen on the handoff on the dive, maybe a yard. They might give him the 40-yard line at the best. 2nd down and 9, probably Mr. Lehman again. And it is. Also, 4 new offensive players. 5 make that. Come on to the field. 4, as Rasmussen was on the side. So
platooning a little bit, trying to stay a little more fresh for Rapids, because I think they can feel the magnitude of this drive. Eat up clock, score.
Peter Steinhoffel coming into the ballgame, 5'10", 225-pound junior.
Haven't said his name yet.
No.
Until right now.
Had to get it out there. 2nd and 9. There's the dive play to the left, and again, not a whole lot doing. Maybe a couple yards of extra effort
most.
That time, I think. The linesman was at the 43, but the football is going to be put down back at the 41. So a gain of one, it'll be third down and eight. That was very interesting. Head linesman was standing at the 43-yard line, and they put it way back at the 41. So he saw something that the umpire did not. Third down and eight. Another big third down. I don't know if Rapids is going to have to run this play before the quarter ends or not. Looking up, yes, they will, because he yep. raised his hand, and there'd be a second left if there'd be a penalty. So they fake the dive, then Rasmussen keeps it, and he is surrounded by four Huskies. And he goes down with the forward progress, a loss back to the 38-yard
line. Loss of three, and that's the end of our third quarter, Andy.
With the scoreboard reading, 21 for Wisconsin Rapids, 21 for the Huskies of Eau Claire North. It's a dandy. Don't go anywhere, folks. Fourth quarter coming your way as you're listening to WIRI.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965 following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Ty Schauf stands back at his own 18-yard line to receive this punt from Gilbertson.
Nice punt.
He's going to land at the 35-yard line, picks it up at the 30, goes to the right, now back to the left. There's a flag flying, so he's going to be tackled at the 37-yard line, but I've got a feeling he's going to go back even further with the flag. As the back judge threw the flag in an area where there's probably a
holder
block in the back. Block in the back or a hold, right? He's talking to the umpire right now. The referee makes his way into the conversation as well. So they're going to step it off from where the flag lies at the 34-yard line.
Ref's got an arm on him.
I was just gonna say the same thing.
Nicely done.
Nice spiral tight. So they step it off to the Huskies' 24-yard line.
Well, fire up, boys. You got a big stop here. Hopefully get a short field. Get a turnover. I would not be opposed to that.
This is only the third possession of the second half for Eau Claire North. Both previous possessions started at Rapids' 24 and 29-yard line. So
only scored on one of them, though.
They did. That a little four-yard jaunt by Mr. Bean. The other one they ended up punting away. So McCracken will take in turn and give it to that aforementioned Bean, and he goes ahead to the 26-yard line for minimal gain, maybe a couple.
I think it's two officially.
Sam Matthews in on the tackle for Rapids. It'll be second down and eight at the 26-yard line of Eau Claire North.
I just received word that a friend of mine, they were tuning in on the radio, and her two cats fell asleep. I guess our voice soothes the feline.
Ooh, tough catch out in the flat that time, and big tackle, I think, for Rapids was Gilbertson on the tackle, and the reception was made out
Mettler.
There by Ben Mettler, a 6'3", 170-pound senior, as he has it at the 31-yard line for a gain of five, brings up a third down and three. And how big would this be, Michael, if you could get a three and out at this juncture of the football game with 10:47 and counting?
Well, let's see if you can get the stop here. I mean, I do not believe this is four down territory if you are North, but it's a big play nonetheless for both teams.
Back in shotgun formation now. Man motions to the bottom of the screen.
Misdirection, Shipman.
Keeping it, and he is going to be hit.
Got it.
He was short of the first down in the initial contact game, but he was able to wiggle his way loose and cross the 35-yard line to the 37. And he picks up six on the third and three, and they get a fresh set of downs up to the 37-yard line. Up, and we are now at the 10:21 mark of quarter number four, tied up at 21s.
Yeah, this is making up for a fantastic finish, I think, Randy. Hopefully the Huskies can cough it up. I mean, I know we got to try to stay neutral, but I think we both want to see Rapids get a win here.
A couple of receivers to the left, one to the right. Mr. Bean off to the right-hand side as well. And
flag
comes in late after a pickup of two. And that came from the near sideline judge.
Bean on the carry. Number 19, Sam Matthews.
And so he's going to make his way over to the referee to explain what he's calling.
Not a lot of swift movement out of this crew.
Must be enjoying the good weather.
Yeah, well, he's pointing towards north. I mean, he's pointing south towards Eau Claire North.
He's pointing south towards north, you're right.
Yes.
I like
if you go south, if you go far enough south, you are going back north again.
True, and they're going to be going south. Will north.
After this game, they'll be going south for the winter. Well, no, Huskies actually go north for the winter.
Yeah, and they'll be heading a little bit northwest. So it is a hold.
We're confusing the heck out of a lot of people right now.
Not just ourselves.
Who's on first?
So they're going to step it off from, he's still deciding where. He's going to decide, he's going to take it from the 39-yard line. So they give him the 2-yard gain and put it down at the 29. And now the referee goes over and talks to the coach for Eau Claire, Guinness, Coach Matt McGinnis.
All right.
29-yard line is where they do put it, so penalty for 10. And they do give them the 2-yard gain, so it'll be second down and 18.
We are over halfway through the fourth quarter in the Dells. Nakusa still holding the 4-point lead with the Dells getting the ball deep in their own territory.
How much time did you say, I'm
sorry? Right around 6:30, so right about halfway through.
We are at the 10-minute mark of quarter number four as well. We are tied, and now it's a first and 18 yards to go. Quick pass out to the side to Shipman. He had three receivers within about 3 yards of each other. Shipman is able to gather it in and take it to the 31-yard line for a gain of, oh, make that the 36-yard line, excuse me, for a gain of 7.
That's the first completion of the second half for the Huskies.
And it'll be third down and 11 now. Second down, they... So they gave him the 2 yards on the carry, but they gave him the down.
Oh, man. This, Randy, some of this stuff just doesn't make sense to me.
So it's second and 11. Yeah, you wouldn't think they'd give him the play and the down over.
Not normally.
So back in shotgun formation, McCracken to Bean up the middle to the 39, and then goes into the arms of Kobe Brown, I believe that was. Looked like for Rapids. It was Bean. It was Weiland. It was not 29. It was 20. Not 25. It was 29. So third down and 7 at the ball at the 39-yard line after that gain of 3. 8:45 and counting, and now timeout going to be taken. Or...
I don't know what they're doing right now.
That's not a, we signaled timeout to stop the clock. They just shifted around and play on.
Randy, I don't get it.
Here's a pitch to the right side. Bean is going to be hit
Tritz
by Tritz.
Right there, but he got away.
And a flag is going to fly. I wonder if there's a face mask because the only people around were Rapids players.
Wonder if I don't think that's a face mask on Tritz. I wonder if that's a face mask on Bean, because Tritz had him, and he fell like a sack of potatoes.
Well, so here's going to be the call from the referee.
Face mask,
yep.
Rapids.
Yep, it is on Rapids. So we'll see where they spot it and where they count, where they mark it off from and what down it's going to be and all that good stuff.
I don't think it's an if it's a 10-yard penalty, it won't be an automatic first down.
But we sometimes don't quite understand the way they move the ball from different positions.
I mean, is it a spot foul? Is it a foul from the line? What are we doing here, folks?
Does the play count? Doesn't it count? They're still sorting through it right now, and they're talking to Mr. Tritz right now.
Trying to figure out what he did wrong, and I got an answer.
That's good. I always like it when the officials are willing to explain it. So they do it from the 39 is 5 yards.
So he must have just grazed it and didn't turn his head.
To the 44-yard line, so 5-yard penalty. And it'll be 3rd and 3 for the Huskies. So they get the play, and they will now take it from there with 8:36 to go.
4 minutes, 30 seconds left in the game. They're in regulation. The Dells, they're inside the Nakusa 10. They just marched straight down the field.
Whoa. They were deep in their own territory.
Yeah.
3rd down 3. Let's see what the Huskies able to do. Pistol formation this time. Man comes moving towards the bottom of us. Mr. Bean straight up the middle. He again gets hit behind the line of scrimmage, but busts forward across midfield to the 49-yard line of Wisconsin Rapids. 1st and 10 for Levante Bean.
Gain of 8 on the play. That's really only their third first down by my count. Excuse me, 4th in this second half.
So after the sticks are moved, they wind the clock, 8 1/4 and counting. Boy, the Huskies would like nothing more than to at least get in field goal range here and get a chance to take the lead late in the ball game. Kraken looking over at the sideline. They're waiting for the official to put the hand up. So they are taking a little time, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
And give it to Bean again. He just hits that hole and takes like a little sidestep to the left. He only got back to the line of scrimmage, but he ran about 5 yards.
Well, he's officially reached the 100-yard mark on that last carry before this one. He's now sitting at 19 carries, 100 yards, and 1 score of 4 yards that came in the second half.
Starting behind McCracken, he had to go about 6 yards just to get to the line of scrimmage, and that's all he got. If he wouldn't have danced to the left, he'd have lost about 3. 7:37, time flying off the clock here in quarter number 4. Wideouts, 2 on the bottom, 1 on the top of the screen. Kraken waiting for the snap. That's Shipman, excuse me. And he's coming to the near sideline. 50, 45, puts his head down, knocked out of bounds at the 41, maybe the 42. We'll wait for the official mark.
Gain of 7 or 8.
Head linesman's at the 42. The near side judge's at the 41. Let's see where they put it down. Yep.
And then on the carry, tackle by 27.
They'll put it at the 42. So gain of 7 on the play. Be 3rd down and 3 from the 42-yard line.
You need to get a stop here, Rapids.
6:52. Clock continues to roll.
19-16 Dells with 3:46 left to go in regulation.
Shipman fakes the handoff. He follows his center up the middle. He drives and dives and gets across the 35 to the 34-yard line for a gain of 8. And a fresh set of downs for the Huskies at the 34-yard line is where they'll officially put it down. And we tick closer and closer to the halfway point of quarter number 4. And a timeout going to be taken by the
officials'
referee.
Timeout. Mm-hmm. Telling a young man he's got to get off the field for something.
Lineman, number 78, who is Kenton Mondeau, 6'7", 315-pound junior. Big young man out there.
Yeah, no heights or weights that I saw on no, there is, excuse me.
The junior?
Yep.
Going to the sideline. They might just be doing some kind of tape job, the way it looks on this.
6'7", 315. That's a good-sized young man.
Yeah. No wonder they can follow him up the middle, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Shipman will take it again. Break an arm tackle, 30. Spins at the 25. Driven down at the 24. Maybe even the 23.
I think he's got a 10-yarder.
It's right about by the stick. Let's see where they spot it. They spot it at the 23. So that's a gain of 9 on the carry. No. Now they're...
What are they doing?
Nope, there is a flag somewhere that we cannot visibly see right now. I don't know if it's so near the sideline that it's covered up by the Raiders, but they're going to march it back from the original line of scrimmage, and they'll walk it back 10 yards, probably going to be a hold. We haven't seen any kind of signal from the referee back to 44.
Yeah, there's been absolutely no communication with the booth about anything here.
So first and 20. Yeah, usually the referee will tell everyone what it's about. He'll at least make the signal. They just walked it off. So 10 yards backwards, 44-yard line, 6:23 to go. Still tied at 21s. Shipman stands at the 49-yard line of Rapids. And he pulls it out of the belly of Bean. He keeps it, follows the center. Big number 78 back in the ball game, and he leads the way up to the 37-yard line for a pickup of 7.
6 or 7, depending on where the spot is. That's 7.
So that should make 2nd and 13 now for the Huskies. 13 plays on this drive. Wow.
Just eating up clock and yards here, so Rapids needs to get something going here.
Well, here's as good as opportunity as any with a 2nd and 13 if you're going to make a stop, right?
Yep.
Winning the snap. Kraken back in. He throws a little down and out to Shipman, who catches and gets pushed out of bounds at about the 30-yard line for a gain of about 7. I look at the headlinesman. He's standing at the 32-yard line. So if that's the case, it's only a gain of 5, and it'll be 3rd down and 8 from the 32 of Rapids. And that's where they do put it down. And we are down to 5:38. Clock stopped as he was knocked out of bounds after the reception. Haven't really gone over the middle a whole lot tonight.
No, they haven't.
Just a lot of in the flat. Shipman again, the quarterback now. And they'll hand Bean. It off to Bean, dancing his way, and he's still pulling tacklers with him to the 25. He's going to be just, I think, shy of the stick. Gain of 7. He needed about 7.5. It'll be 4th down and inches, or are they going to give it to him?
I think he's shy. So gain of 6.
So they've got it just across the 20.